All right, the update, Mandy, the plug outlet.
She was the outlet without her plug.
Yes, costume, couple's costume that turned out to be a zombie and an outlet.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard the segment you did about my email, and honestly, hearing so many people say it was a red flag really opened my eyes.
Mm.
I decided to take Kelly's advice.
Oh.
Oh, no, what did I say again? No, was it good advice?
Hang on. Here was Kelly's advice.
I would at least revisit and say, hey, did you notice I left the Halloween party early?
Yeah.
I was mad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe did you realize we were supposed to do the coordinated costume thing? Because I showed up as an outlet and you weren't my plug and I felt dumb. Okay, yeah. I stand
by that.
All
right, do you stand by that?
I stand by that, yeah.
All right, so
I was going to gently talk to my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him, did you notice I left the party?
Mm-hmm.
And told him I was really upset because I thought we had an agreement to go as a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, outlet, plug, funny stuff.
Sure.
And I told him it hurt that he just, quote, forgot.
Right.
He basically shrugged it off and said it wasn't a big deal. Okay. So I asked him about Catwoman.
Uh-huh.
And he told me I was being ridiculous. And there was nothing to worry about.
Oh.
Fast forward a few days.
Uh-huh.
I get a message on Instagram from a woman who says she was Catwoman at the party and I should check his texts.
Oh.
I showed him the message and asked what was going on. And he just looked at me and said he's moving on.
What does that mean?
Moving on? Like, what is this? A breakup? Or he's firing me from the position of his girlfriend?
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm hurt, but I'll get over it. Honestly, I'm more relieved than anything. So thank you to you and your listeners for giving me the push I needed to see things clearly.
Wow.
Wow.
That escalated.
Well, so he goes from, it's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
To, yeah, I'm moving on. We're done.
Well, he realized he was caught.
Yes.
Like, well, I'm not gonna show you text, but let's just say we're done.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
That was a little roller coaster with quick turns.
I mean, as soon as she said he shrugged it off and said it wasn't a big deal about both the couple's costume and Catwoman,
1,000%.
I was thinking to myself, oh,
because,
buddy.
Hey, buddy, you're missing the point that she thinks it's a big deal.
Right.
And the fact that you're ignoring her feelings, big problem in the relationship. So, yes, I'm glad that Mandy picked up on that.
Yeah.
And
well,
is moving on.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate, but it sounds like he was just wanting
off.
He was just wanting to be flirtatious and
well, now I think
spread his love around.
That spread his love around?
Yeah, spread the love that he has around to other people.
He just wasn't that into her. And I think the first clue was ditching her on the couple costume. I think that was he was starting to lay the groundwork.
The big thing.
Yes.
All right. Well, Mandy, we appreciate you really like reaching back out to us.
You know what, Mandy? You're going to find your plug. And he's going to stay connected. And you're going to light up the world with your love.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Right? That's we're looking at that glass
That's
half
right.
empty. I'm sorry, glass half full.
That's right.
We're going to look at the glass half full.
It's going to be on a timer. It'll come on when you least expect it.
Listen, this is an opportunity for you to find the right plug that fits.
There it is. Even if you have to try a bunch of different plugs. You got to find the right one. Mandy, you can do it.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for giving us the update.
Yes.
Sorry it didn't work out.
Sorry it didn't work out, but it sounds like it's fine. You're better off.
All right. Appreciate that. I don't know. Was there an obvious sign that you ignored?
Are you looking at me?
Well,
now?
You're more the one that... Boy,
are you alluding to the fact that I got dumped a lot back when I was dating?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. But 502-795-1997.
I mean, I did date a cheater for like 4 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, there were signs.
There were no signs. He was excellent at that.
He was. There was one thing he was
that
excellent
was in
at.
That was in his skill set.
He was very good at hiding that from me. All right, 502-795-1997 if you want to contribute or tell a story or whatever. But thank you again, Mandy, for the update there on group therapy.